I like to interpret the Bible with the Bible. That's the best source of interpretation. And in most cases, you can do that. In other words, nothing in the Bible is so absolutely isolated that you have to interpret in its own context and not beyond. Everything in Scripture, most everything in Scripture, is linked to other matters in Scripture that assist in the interpretation of that matter itself. An illustration of that, for example, and there could be many, but one that comes to mind. In reading through John chapter 3, Jesus talks to Nicodemus, and Jesus says to Nicodemus, you must be born of the water and the Spirit. Now, somebody might ask the question, what is he talking about? What does he mean, you must be born of the water and the Spirit? And I've heard people say, well, the water there means baptism. You have to be Spirit baptized, and you have to be water baptized. And there are whole groups of people who teach that. That doesn't make any sense, since Christian baptism hadn't been instituted at the time of that conversation. And furthermore, since water baptism is not the means of salvation, others have suggested, and I've heard this preached, that what it means you must be born of the water and the Spirit is you must be born physically. That's the water. You know, the water breaks and then the baby comes. And so that's the water that is part of human birth. You must be humanly born and then you must be born of the Spirit. Problem with that is the Jews didn't refer to that as water. The right answer is simply available to you if you read Ezekiel, because in the prophecy of Ezekiel, chapter 36, Ezekiel says there's coming a new covenant, and in that new covenant, God is going to take away the stony heart of your flesh, and he's going to give you a heart of flesh, a tender heart. He's going to put his Spirit within you, and he's going to sprinkle water upon you and wash you. And if you further read back into the New Testament, you're going to find that it is the washing of the water of the Word. That's what it's talking about. The Scripture gives its own explanation. You don't need a medical explanation or a clinical explanation, and you don't need some kind of ecclesiastical explanation. The Bible itself is its own best interpreter.